and the Ticket.
We've got special guest stars sitting in for the Vacationing Gordo all week. Donovan's going to join us tomorrow. Today it's TC coming up at 8:40. He'll have a funny bit for us.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
And at 8:55, it's a big show coming to town this week. Right now at 8:18, we're going to talk about hitchhiking on the Ticket. And you guys are in the presence of a veteran hitchhiker.
Really?
I have had to hitchhike probably, I would say, 8 or 10 times in my life. And every time has been on a bike ride when my bike breaks down and I don't have the proper equipment with me to fix it.
And you're how far away from your car or hotel? Miles?
Yeah.
40 miles sometimes?
Yeah, I'd say the most that I've ever been away is probably 20 or 30 miles. One time I was, I guess maybe the first time, I was probably only 12 or 13.
Oh my gosh.
And I was outside of Oklahoma City, way out in the country, and my chain broke or something. So I had to hitchhike a ride, and this guy picked me up, and he was a nice enough guy, and he let me throw my bike in the back of the pickup, and I sat in the cab with him. But, you know, I'm 12 or 13, and I remember through this little town, and he sees this woman in real tight shorts, and he hits me on the shoulder and goes, "Look at that. Look at that. Man, that'll make a man drive straight up a telephone pole." And I'm sitting here at age 12 having to go, "Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're right about that."
You have no idea what he's talking about.
No idea. I just know my chain broke.
I don't know what that means.
Another time, I was deep in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. You know that ride that I like to do from Vanderpool to Lakey?
Mm-hmm.
It was in the middle of July. It's 110 degrees, and I'm going up this steep climb, and my derailleur gets sucked into my rear wheel, so it rips the spokes out of the rear wheel.
Oh,
it bends
no.
the derailleur, and I can't even roll my bike. So I'm sitting there on the side of the road, 20 minutes, and finally this RV comes by, and I'm waving with both hands, and it's an old couple, and they just wave and keep going. I'm just waving to be nice. 20 more minutes goes by, the vultures are starting to circle, and this guy pulls up in a pickup, and he's got about what looked like maybe, I don't know, 6 immigrant workers with him, 3 riding in the cab with him, and 3 more in the back, and he says, "If there's room in the back, you can throw your bike in the back and sit back there." I was like, "Okay, my car's about 20 miles up the road." So I get in the back of the pickup with these 3 guys, and they're just staring at my bike and staring at me and staring at my bike. And finally they go, "How much does that bike cost?" And, you know, it was, I don't know, this is many, many years ago. It was probably a $1,000 bike.
Whoa.
And I said, $75, $50, I don't know.
Should have scoreboarded them.
No, if I had told them the real value of the bike, they were going to kill me and take the bike and sell it.
Clearly.
Clearly. So this has happened a bunch. I've had people, you know, they take my bike apart and shove it in their trunk, and they take me back to my house or my car. It's happened so many times. Now, it hasn't happened lately, but I'm a veteran hitchhiker, and I've never had an incident. No one's ever tried to do anything, kill me or anything like that.
See, I've never picked up a hitchhiker, and I told you that's the only way I ever would if I saw a stranded biker. But I think only if I still had my pickup truck.
They can kill people too, George.
Yeah, no, but I just feel I feel a little safer with that, I guess, because knowing Junior as a cyclist, just throw him back there in the back of the truck and get him to where they need to go. But I'd still feel funny about it.
All of a sudden you hear your cab window open and the guy takes rope and puts it around your neck.
Yeah, I would have fear about something like that. But man, my brothers, one brother in particular, he used to hitchhike all over the place back in the 70s. In the 70s, and you remember you go on family trips, there were hitchhikers
all over.
Every 5 to 10 miles seemed like on the highway.
Yep.
Of course, my dad would dog cuss him and say, "There's no way I'm giving that hippie a ride," and stuff like that. But his own son got from Texas to Florida and back hitchhiking.
Wow.
And, you know, back then, it was kind of free and easy.
Mm-hmm.
When did that stop? When we rolled into the 80s, that hitchhiking just was no longer a way to get around?
You know, you still see them every once in a while, but I think it stopped when the world got seemingly more dangerous. And people were much more, I think sometime in the 80s, when maybe crime was reported more, or people got meaner, or the country got more crowded and angrier.
AIDS. AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's related, TC, but yeah, thank you.
Does that chair just breed AIDS humor there? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
But yeah, I think people are much more hesitant. I know my dad never picked up hitchhikers, and he told us a story of, this is probably in the early 80s, one day he did pick up a hitchhiker, a kid. So the kid got in the car with him, and as my dad said, was completely spaced out on drugs. Couldn't hold a conversation. He was just somewhere else.
He was on the dope.
Yeah, he was definitely on the dope. And my dad suspected cocaine and, you know, drove with him a couple miles and then told him to get out and has never picked up a hitchhiker since. And I think that's the image. People, maybe movies, TV had something to do with it, but I think from the 80s on, people saw hitchhikers as dangerous or drugged out.
Yeah. And I never would hitchhike.
So you never have?
No.
TC, have you ever?
I was obsessed with it as a kid that I always wanted to hitchhike home from a baseball practice, and my dad would get so mad, but no, I never succeeded.
Jer, Rich, Fernando, you guys ever hitchhike?
Never hitchhiked,
no.
And never been in a car that picked one up.
I've had the show before. Oh, you have? Okay.
My car broke down. I had to have one Sunday morning, actually, when I was driving into work. My car broke down about halfway between home and here, and I had to get a ride into work.
Uh-huh.
But I made the show.
Did the guy try to take advantage of you?
Unfortunately not.
What kind of person was it that picked you up?
This is a good old random boy in a pick-em-up truck.
See, I think the good old boys are more likely to pick you up.
Yeah. Of my, whatever, eight times, I bet six have been good old boys in trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been nice. Never had any problem.
Of course, nowadays, if your car breaks down or something like that, you can just call somebody on your cell phone. But, you know, back even 5 years ago, that was a lot harder to do.
There is something really romantic about it. I mean, I think it'd be kind of cool to hitchhike across the country. If you're sure that you wouldn't, you know, get strangled or shot, I think that would be a cool way to get from East Coast to West Coast.
Do you pick up the hitchhiker?
No, I never have. Never have.
By the way, I disagree with George. It sounds like a complete beating.
Well, in 100-degree temperatures, yeah.
Whenever you get a ride, you're stuck in a car having to make idle chit-chat with somebody you don't know. I don't need any of that.
You swap stories and just kind of have an experience, man.
No, I have no interest.
There was something in the days of Kerouac and on the road, hitchhiking was very romantic, or jumping a boxcar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really romantic way to get across the country. There is something that's less romantic about it now, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because that was a simpler time, and so simple things just made sense more than they do today.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I have an inner hippie. I think I'd like to do it at some point, but there's no way you could have the assurances that it'd be safe. And in today's world, I don't know if it is as safe as it was 30 years ago.
I wonder if truckers pick up hitchhikers like they used to.
Yeah, it seems like they used to stop all the time.
Desperate for the company?
Maybe.
Maybe get lucky?
Yeah.
Let's have Gordon do that bit, and if it doesn't work out, we've always got
TC. We lose Gordon, yeah.
Let's take a couple calls on Hitchhiking Talk to Scott in Louisville. You're on the ticket.
Yes, this is Scott.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You bet.
You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, you guys, I've got about 30,000 or 40,000 miles under my belt, and it's fun to do, but it's hard to do. And I've had wonderful times, never had any trouble at all. Florida, Pennsylvania, back and forth. I got started because we had six kids in our family in one car. If you didn't hitchhike, you didn't go. And that's the way it goes. It was fun. I just want to say one thing to George.
Yeah.
There was a seven-day period that Pink was a hot girl, and 7 days later she turned into a dog.
Yeah, I'm with you.
7 days.
I don't know if that was the right time frame, but she did have it going on at one point.
Is it illegal to hitchhike?
Ooh, good question. I don't think it is.
TC, you going to look that up for us?
Look that up for us, TC.
Yeah, run a quick.
I can't imagine it is, since you occasionally get to those areas that are near prisons where you see signs warning you not to pick up a hitchhiker.
Ah, right.
Especially the ones in the orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, because that's near prison would be an escapee.
It's
quite
just
often
discouraged.
Steve in Fort Worth, you're on the ticket.
Hey, there's a spot outside of Philadelphia where I went to college at Villanova. There's a stretch of about 10 miles where there's maybe a dozen universities that hitchhiking is still the preferred way to get around because there's so many students that literally just stand outside. Professors will pick you up, local parents, It's the easiest way to get around. It's been like that for 30 years.
Should you charge if you pick up a hitchhiker?
No. You're doing them a favor.
Yeah, but how about a little something for the effort?
Now, if you're a hitchhiker and you want to offer the guy a 20 for gas, or but you know what? If you've got a 20 to throw around, you're probably not hitchhiking.
Yeah, just a little something for the effort, maybe $5 or something. I think the hitchhiker should pay some sort of... How about a tip? Everyone else gets tipped. Why can't the guy who picks up the hitchhiker get tipped?
No, I see it as an act of generosity. Mm. There shouldn't be money involved. Trey? Oh, yes. I'm sorry, TC.
Just a quick update on the, on the
law. I sense that chemistry between you guys right there.
I just want to answer your question. It's not illegal in any state. It is a state-to-state thing about what sort of regulations they have, and there are certain states where it's really hard to do within the law. That's Delaware and New Jersey seem to be the big ones, but not illegal.
Thank you, TC.
Back to you.
Trey in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. At 16, me and my buddy decided we were going to go down to spring break in Houston. So we decided a summer ride. Got picked up by two truckers who bought us beer. Got picked up by a couple of 20-something girls that decided to party with us on the way to Houston. And then when we got dropped off at Houston, we got a gun pulled on us by an old-timer thanks to broke into his house because we were walking down the road. It was pretty fun.
What happened about breaking into the house?
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. What happened there?
He thought that we had broken to his house because we were walking down the road at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So we were saying, this old guy comes up with the 38 special, says, you've been breaking in my house. I'm going to kill you. I said, hey, man, we just came in from Dallas.
Wow, what a day.
I'm sure that exonerated you saying that.
You ain't lived.
Man, we just came in from Dallas.
I say you ain't lived until you've hitchhiked.
Yeah, there may be something to that.
And especially you, George, if you have that desire, you feel like there's an inner hippie that wants to do a little hitchhiking, you should do it.
Maybe I will.
Maybe get home today.
Yeah.
Just riding the thumb.
A P1 would pick you up. Like the story we had not long ago of Bono having to hitchhike and a hockey player picked him up.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just may try that on the way home.
All right, that's hitchhiking talk, unless you wanted to add anything, TC.
I'm good.
Okay. It's 8:31 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and coming up next...
I enlisted the help of some of the wise people around here in how to do the 840 bit.
When you're the all sports all the